Greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church. It's a joy to be with you this morning. And a privilege to be able to preach to you. Also, on behalf of my church, I'd like to express how thankful we are for you and the ministry you're doing. It's a joy to be sister churches here in Charlottesville. Now, as we just read, the text I'll be preaching is Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21.
19
And as we look at this text, the great question that I want you to be thinking about is, where are you laying up treasure?
你们把财宝放在哪里?
Jesus takes for granted that all of us are laying up treasure somewhere.
所以耶稣说呢,
like squirrels storing up acorns,
就像那个松鼠藏他们的果实一样的,
it's in our nature.
这是我们呢,
but the question is, where are you storing it up?
所以最重要的问题是,
is it a bank account?
是在银行账户里吗?
A 401k?
是在 401k里面吗?
A car?
是在车里面吗?
A house?
在房子里面吗?
Nice clothes?
很好看的衣服呢?
Or is it in heaven?
还是在天堂吗?
As we work through this passage this morning,
当我们读这段经文的时候,
we'll see three things.
我们要看三件事情,
what not to do?
什么不要做,
what to do?
应该做什么,
and why it's so important.
为什么有这么重要?
So first, look with me at verse 19, where we learn what not to do.
我们先看第19节, 这是关于我们不能做的事情。
Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth.
所以耶稣基督说, 不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Now, what exactly does he mean by earthly treasures?
所以这个地上的财宝是什么意思呢?
Primarily, money and possessions.
最重要的是, 钱和我们的拥有的东西。
Anything that moth or rust destroys or that thieves might break in and steal.
这些事情呢是虫子会咬，能够嗅坏，也有贼来偷的。
Nice clothes.
好看的衣服啊。
Shoes.
鞋啊。
Jewelry.
珠宝啊。
Nice houses.
漂亮的房子啊。
Cars.
车啊。
TVs.
电视机啊。
Computers and iPhones.
电脑呀，手机啊。
Fat bank accounts.
哦，还有很数字很大的银行账户啊。
Everything that's of material value and worth.
所以这些物质的事情。
Now, in a secondary way,
然后呢, 另外还有一些事情。
This passage could also apply to other earthly things that we might treasure and invest in.
所以这里面讲的也可能是其他一些事上我们比较眷恋的事情。
Things like our reputations,
我们的名声啊,
our physical appearance,
我们的外表啊,
our status in society,
我们的社会地位啊。
But it's important to realize that Jesus is primarily talking about money and possessions.
但是耶稣在这里最主要的还讲的是钱和我们的拥有的东西。
He concludes this section in verse 24 where he says, you cannot serve God and money.
他说,你既不能够侍奉神又侍奉钱。
Now what exactly does it mean to lay up money and possessions?
所以到底什么意思是积攒呢?
Does it mean we should never save or have a bank account?
难道他是说我们不能够存钱吗?
Does it mean that we should never have or buy nice things?
难道耶稣说我们不能买一些好的东西吗?
Well, Proverbs 21:20 says, precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it.
在箴言21章20节讲到,智慧人家中积蓄宝物高油,愚昧人谁得来谁吞下。
So there the Bible commends the wisdom of saving.
所以圣经里面说,积攒是有智慧的。
And we know that even Jesus and his disciples had a money box.
而且连耶稣和他的门徒们也有一个钱箱。
Also Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, everyone to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also allowed him to enjoy them, take his reward, and rejoice in his labor. This is a gift of God.
所以在传道书第5章第19节也写到,神赐人资财丰富,使他能以吃用,能取自己的份,在他劳碌中喜乐,这乃是神的恩赐。
So earthly wealth is a gift of God that can and even should be enjoyed.
所以这世上的这些财物呢, 是神的礼物, 所以我们可以, 也其实是应该享受的。
And like Abraham or King Solomon,
啊, 就像亚伯拉罕啊, 还有所罗门王,
should God bless us materially?
啊, 神是有没有那个, 保守他们的那个, 物质上的需要呢?
There are appropriate ways of using and enjoying it.
啊, 当然, 有正确的方法来用, 并且来享受他们。
So Jesus' point here is not that we should never save money.
所以耶稣这里的意思并不是叫我们不要存钱。
It's not that a Christian can never be rich.
也不是说耶, 基督徒不能够, 有钱。
And it's not that we should never buy nice things or enjoy them.
也不是说我们永远不可以买好的东西来享受它们。
But his point is don't lay these things up.
他关键的一点是说不要把它们积攒起来。
Don't stockpile them.
不要把它们堆成一堆。
Don't cling to them.
啊, 不要天天就抱着它们。
Don't invest your life or time in such a way that you're trying to accumulate them.
不是要把你的时间和你的生命都是一心一意的就在于积攒这些事情方面。
Rather, use them.
反过来呢, 是要用它们。
Share them.
分享它们。
Give them.
把它们给出去。
And invest them for the glory of God and the furtherance of His kingdom.
啊, 把它们是, 用在, 神的, 荣耀当中里面。
Don't believe the lie that life consists in the abundance of your possessions.
不要相信那个谎言, 认为世上的事情就是我们生命的意义。
And don't think that the more earthly treasure you have, the better prepared for the future you'll be.
千万不要以为世上的这些积攒能够预备我们的将来。
Look at what Jesus says will happen to all our earthly treasure.
看看耶稣说我们这些世上的事情将来会怎么样。
Moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal.
啊, 虫子会咬, 然后锈会把它弄坏, 然后贼会把它偷走。
That fancy new car will soon be rusting away in a junkyard.
啊, 最漂亮的车, 过一些年, 他们也就是变成那个junkyard里面一个破车。
Those fine suits and nice dresses will be eaten by moths.
那些漂亮的衣服, 最后也是会被虫子咬掉。
And all the money in your bank account can so quickly be taken away by thieves.
所有的你的银行账户里的钱都会被贼拿走。
Or taxes.
或者税收。
Or inflation.
或者通货膨胀。
Or the next stock market crash.
或者是, 股票市场的那个崩溃。
The point is, none of these things will last.
最重要的是大家要记得这些事情都不会长久。
And even if they somehow did, what difference would it make?
就这些事情能够长久的话, 有什么用呢?
Because you won't.
因为我们是不可能长久的。
In just a few short years, you and I will be dead.
再过一些年的话, 我们都会死去。
And then whose will those things be?
然后这些事情谁来享用它们?
As 1 Timothy 6:7 says, For we brought nothing into the world, and we can be certain that we cannot take anything out of the world.
就像提摩太前书6章7节说的, 因为我们没有带什么到世上来, 也不能带什么去。
You know, our society is constantly telling us to plan for the future.
啊, 这个世界经常叫我们要为将来, 打算。
To be financially secure.
说你们经济上要稳定。
To diligently invest in our IRA so that we're prepared.
所以你们要把自己的IRA里面的钱要存齐了。
But Jesus is saying that's actually very short-sighted.
但是耶稣说那个看得还不够远。
Listen to the parable Jesus told in Luke 12, verses 16 to 21.
啊, 所以让我们来看耶稣讲的一个故事, 在路加福音12章第16到21节。
The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里收藏我一切的粮食和财物。 然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存, 可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
And note the irony. The world calls that man wise, but God calls him a fool.
所以呢，现在我们要看到一个讽刺的一个点，世上会认为这个人非常的有智慧，但神说他是一个大笨蛋。
The world says he's diligently saved and prepared for the future.
这个世界说，哇，他准备的多丰富啊，他把为将来都准备好了。
God says he's foolishly wasted his life and is utterly unprepared for eternity.
神却说他是完完全全浪费了他的生命，对他的将来一点也没有准备。
So which is the case for us?
所以对我们来说，我们也问问自己，我们是怎么样的呢？
Are you laying up treasures where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal?
你是在积攒这世上的财物吗？
Well, here are three questions for you to reflect on as you consider that.
所以这里呢有三个问题可以帮助大家仔细思考这件事情。
First, do you have any earthly treasures that you love more than other people?
第一呢，你有没有世上的一些事情，你爱到这种程度，多过于爱别人呢？
It's not wrong to have or enjoy a nice thing, but it is wrong to cling to it so tightly that you put it before the welfare of others.
所以呢，世上有一些事情并不是一个问题，但是不能成为一个执念，让我们能够把这件事情看得比别的人、别的事情都更重要。
For example, in Luke chapter 12, a man comes to Jesus.
在路加福音十二章，有个人来到耶稣面前。
And he says, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
他说，父子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
So there's a family feud over money.
所以呢，这是一个家庭里面的一个纷争，关于钱的纷争。
And both sides cared more about getting the money than one another.
这对弟兄对钱的看重比对于弟兄之间感情看得更重。
And so Jesus responds, Beware of covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
但是耶稣回答说，你要免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰厚。
So is there anywhere that you would sacrifice a relationship or engage in conflict over money and possessions?
所以呢，我们要想想，我们有没有为了钱而和别人产生冲突呢？
Is there anywhere that you are loving money or stuff more than other people?
你有没有什么时候对钱或者东西看得比人更重呢？
For example, if you get a new car.
比如说吧，你买了一个新车。
Of course, we want to keep it nice.
我们希望它很干净，很好。
But what do you do when your kid spills his drink in the back seat?
但是你的孩子忽然把果汁洒在后座的时候，你会怎么样呢？
I mean, do you say that's all right or correct with gentleness?
你会说这个不要紧的，来，我们来慢慢弄一弄。
Or do you become angry and even harsh?
你会不会就很愤怒，很生气的对他嚷嚷呢？
You know, showing that in that moment you care more about the car than him.
这一瞬间就能看得出你是不是对车还是对你的孩子看得更重。
I think that's a good test for whether we're rightly enjoying a nice thing or we've clung to it and laid it up as treasure for ourselves.
这是很简单的一个例子，就能让我们能够看到我们的内心，我们是在享受神给我们的礼物呢，还是它就变成我们的一个负担？
A second question is, do you just keep getting that next thing?
你是不是第二个问题是你是不是一直在追着下面一个事情？
Are you always dreaming of a new car?
你是不是总在做梦要想下面一个车？
A nicer home.
更好的房子。
Yeah, that next pair of shoes.
下一双鞋。
Or another dress.
另外一件衣服。
Or the latest iPhone.
最新的 iPhone.
And even though you may say, well, I don't want to be rich.
就算你说我也不想很有钱。
I don't really need that much.
我也不需要很多东西。
You just always eventually justify buying that next thing.
但是如果你总是不断的在买一些新的东西的话。
And then when you get it.
然后当你拿到手的时候。
Contentment only lasts a very short while.
你的快乐只能够过几秒钟。
How soon dreaming of the next thing dominates your mind?
然后呢，下一个事情又占据了你的脑子。
And it's only a matter of time before you buy that as well.
然后呢，只是过一段时间，你又会买下一个。
Well, friend, realize that you've become a collector of earthly treasure.
这样的话，你就变成一个世上财物的一个收集者。
You're doing the very thing Jesus is telling us here not to do.
你做的这些事情，就是正是耶稣叫我们不要做的。
We need to be grateful for what we have and enjoy it.
我们要为我们所有的所有的东西而感恩，并且享受它们。
Third and final question.
第三和最后一个问题。
Are you chasing future wealth?
啊，你是不是在总在追逐将来的财宝？
Do you have the idea that if you could just get the right job?
啊，你有没有想过，我如果找到一个正确的工作
？If you could just make the right investments.
你如果做一个好的投资
？If you can just get that next promotion.
如果你能够升职
，Well then you'll make it big.
然后呢，你就可以做得比较好了。
Then money won't ever be a concern for you again.
然后呢，钱呢就不再是问题了。
And is that dream guiding your decision making right now?
是不是这样的一个梦想在主导你的每一个决定呢？
Is that justifying you spending less time with your family?
是不是这样的一个梦想占据你跟家庭的时间呢？
Is it keeping you from participating more fully here in your local church?
是不是这些事情让你在这个教会里不能够真正的投入呢？
Do you think that would be the cure for your anxiety?
你然后难道真正是认为这些事情能够治愈你的焦虑吗？
That financial security could give you peace.
真的认为你的经济的安全可以给你平安吗？
Or do you feel like you need a certain income or lifestyle to fit in with other people?
啊，你是不是认为你需要一定的收入水平才能跟别人能够平起平坐呢？
As if your identity is tied to the size of your salary.
就好像你的身份跟你的那个工资高低相关。
Well, these would be signs that the pursuit of riches has become like a rudder.For your life.
这些事情的反应就是说可能是一不小心这些对金钱的追逐就变成了你人生的方向。
And you're actually seeking that more than the kingdom of God.
就说明你在追求更是追求世上的财宝过于追求对神的爱。
Listen to the words of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
让我们来看提摩太前书的第六章。
The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
And those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。
I don't know how much more sternly Scripture could warn us against that.
我不知道我们要还需要多少的严厉的那个经节来警告我们。
Whether you're rich or poor,
不管你有钱还是没有钱
，the desire for riches is a snare.
对于财务的欲望是一个陷阱。
It leads to ruin and destruction.
这带我们进入灾难。
So don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal.
所以千万不要在这个地上为我们积攒财宝。
That's what not to do.
这是我们不要做的事情。
Now, secondly, let's look at what to do.
所以第二件事情是我们要做的事情。
In verse 20, Jesus continues, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal."
在这一节里面，耶稣说，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏。也没有谁挖窟窿来偷。
So Jesus here positively exhorts us to lay up.
所以在这里呢，耶稣呢，正面呢来鼓励我们要积攒。
To stockpile.
要存积。
And accumulate for ourselves treasure in heaven.
要聚集我们很多在天上的财宝。
So the point he's making here is not, don't be selfish.And lay up treasure for yourself.
他这里讲的事情并不是说不要自私，不要为自己积攒财宝。
The point is, don't be a fool and lay up treasure in the wrong place.
而是说不要做一个傻瓜，把我们的财宝放在错误的地方。
I mean, Jesus wants us to do what is good for us.
所以耶稣要我们做的是对我们自己有益的事情。
He wants us to have treasure.
他要我们有财宝。
He's just trying to tell us what kind of treasure we should seek.
他只是提醒我们，我们要追求什么样的财宝。
So what is this heavenly treasure, and how do we lay it up?
所以是什么样的财宝呢？我们怎么来积攒呢
？Well, on one hand, the greatest heavenly treasure I can imagine is just being there.
从一方面来看呢， 天堂里面最美的财宝啊，我能够就是想象的就是能够进入天堂。
Getting to inherit Christ's eternal kingdom.
所以我们可以继承承受啊天国。
When He makes all things new.
当他让所有的事情都更新。
And there's perfect righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit.
所以那里有完美的供应、喜乐还有平安在我们的生命当中。
Getting to live in that new Jerusalem.
所以能够到新的耶路撒冷去生活。
In the presence of God.
在神的周围。
Gazing upon the beauty and the glory of the Lord.
看到神的美好，看到神的荣耀。
And enjoying perfect, unhindered fellowship with Him forever.
然后我们可以享受完美无缺的、不受阻隔的跟神一起的关系。
I can't imagine anything better than that.
想不出有什么比这更好的事情。
Or how anything could be added to it.
或是还有任何的事情可以加到这个好事上面。
And yet the Bible also says that there will be some sort of additional reward for believers.
但是圣经里居然说还有更新的东西可以更好的东西可以给信徒们。
I think that's made clearest in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15.
这是在哥林多前书第三章第十五节。
Where it says that some believers will suffer loss even though they themselves will be saved.
所以人的工程若被火烧过，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。
So some will lose out on what could have been their reward.
所以有些人呢会丢失他们的奖赏。
And I think that when Jesus speaks of heavenly treasure here,
所以我想这里耶稣说起这个天上的财宝的时候
，He has both in mind.
他这两个事情都在他的脑子里面。
The treasure of salvation itself.
救恩就是美好的礼物。
As well as the treasure of heavenly reward.
还有在天上的奖赏。
So he's telling us here to repent of sin and trust in him alone for salvation.
所以呢，就是叫我们要悔改，要相信他，相信他的救恩。
So that we might receive the gift of eternal life.
所以呢，我们可以拿到永生的礼物。
And lay up for ourselves the treasure of an inheritance in heaven.
所以呢，我们可以在天上积攒我们的财宝。
And he's also telling us to press on in the faith and make our calling and election sure.
所以呢，他也说我们要在真道上要坚持向前。
So we won't find out on the last day that we've run our race in vain.
所以呢，我们在末后的日子才知道我们所有的做的不都是浪费了。
And he's telling us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness in every possible way.
是让我们要先求神的国、神的义，在每一件事情上。
So that we may receive all the fullness of our heavenly reward.
所以我们能够完完全全地得到我们属天的奖赏。
Now, as we think practically about how we can do that,
所以我们想想，实际上我们可以做什么呢？
There's so much that could be said.
这么多事情可以说。
Because this really encompasses everything we're called to as Christians.
这是就是我们被呼召为基督徒所要做的很多的事情。
But for today, I just want to focus on one main idea.
今天呢，我只想讲一件事情。
Which is that we can lay up heavenly treasure by investing our time and money for kingdom purposes.
所以我们如何来积攒我们的属天的财宝呢？我们要把我们的时间和金钱都花在属天的事情上。
Think of the parable in Matthew 25, where each servant was given an allotment of talents to invest for the master.
大家记不记得马太福音里面讲到，有三个仆人都拿到了一些神给的一些钱，主人给的一些钱。
Well, those talents represent the time.
所以那些钱是就是我们的时间。
The money.
我们的钱。
The spiritual gifts.
我们的属灵的恩赐。
And the relationships that God has given us.
还有神给我们的与人与人之间的关系。
And the question is, are we investing those things for the spread of the gospel and the furtherance of his kingdom?
所以要问我们自己的问题是，我们有没有把这些东西都是把它投资在关于福音的施工上面？
Would someone looking at your budget conclude that you're using it not to lay up earthly treasure, but heavenly?
所以当有人来检查你的账户的时候，看看你是不是把所有的就是用在马点财宝积攒在天上，而不是在地上。
Would someone looking at your schedule conclude that you must be trying to accumulate all the heavenly treasure you can get?
当别人看你的那个日程安排的时候，他们能不能看出来你是把所有的事情都放在属天的上面？
And would someone looking at your relationships with others conclude that you're always trying to do other people's spiritual good?
当别人看你的一个一个的关系的时候，他们能不能说你所做的这一切都是为了别人属灵的好处呢？
That's what laying up treasure in heaven looks like.
这就是积攒财宝在天的样子。
And the amazing thing is that we actually have the opportunity to exchange earthly treasure for heaven.
是最奇妙的一件事情，我们居然可以拿属世的财宝换到属天的财宝。
It's like the greatest trade imaginable.
这是世上最美的交换了。
We can trade in what's about to expire for what lasts forever.
我们是拿马上就要过期的东西来换到永恒的东西。
Listen to Luke 12:33.
让我们来看路加福音第十二。
Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys.
这里说要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
So by giving to the needy in love,
所以呢，当我们以爱来周济穷人的时候
，we trade in earthly treasure for heavenly.
我们把世上的财宝换成了世上的天上的财宝。
Or listen to what Jesus told a rich man in Matthew 19, who asked him how to go to heaven.
在马太福音十九章的时候，耶稣跟一个有钱的年轻人说。
He said, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.
他说可去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我。
Now the point isn't that we can buy our way into heaven.
所以这当然不是说我们可以把可以那个贿赂可以买到去天上的那个道路。
Or that every individual Christian needs to give all his money away.
也不是说每一个基督徒都把所有的钱都给别人。
Now, the point is that we must surrender the idols of our heart.
关键的是要把心里的偶像放下。
And truly trust in Christ alone for salvation.
真正的相信耶稣基督是我们唯一的救恩。
But the story still shows us that sometimes the only way to surrender the idols of our heart.
但是呢，有的时候呢，从实际来看的话。唯一能够让我们把心里的偶像去除的一个方法就是
is to actually give them away.
就是真正的把我们的钱财给别人。
That's why Jesus so directly offers him to exchange his earthly treasure for heavenly.
所以呢，耶稣就直接跟他说，你可以把世上的财宝换成属天的财宝。
And to at least some degree, that applies to all of us.
所以在一定程度上，这跟我们每一个人都有关系。
Listen to Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
让我们看马太福音十三章十四十四节。
Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells everything he has and bought that field."
这里说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的。去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
So the kingdom is a treasure far more valuable than we could ever afford.
所以神，天国这个宝藏呢，是远远超过我们能够买得起的。
Yet there's this way that we can trade in our earthly treasure and our old life.
但是呢，我们有这样一个方法，可以把我们世上的财宝，还有我们老的生命
，and obtain the treasure.
把这些放掉，然后就能够拿到那无比好的财宝。
It's like a free gift that costs us everything.
这就好很有趣的一个事情，它既是一个既是一个不要钱的礼物，但是要要我们献上我们所有的一切。
And yet, as soon as we realize how truly valuable the kingdom is.
是一旦我们理解这个天国的财宝有多么的有价值。
Just like the man in the story, we make that exchange with joy.
然后我们在变卖一切的时候，我们就真的是欢欢喜喜的。
So brothers and sisters, are you joyfully laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven?
所以弟兄姐妹们啊，你们有没有真是欢欢喜喜的在天上积攒财宝呢？
by investing your time and money for kingdom purposes.
把所有的时间和金钱都用在与天国相关的事情上。
As Jim Elliot said,
就像 Jim Elliot 说过。
Right now, we have the opportunity to give what we cannot keep, to gain what we cannot lose.
他说现在呢，我们有一个这样一个美好的机会，我们可以放弃我们本来就不能够留住的东西，来赢得我们不可能丢失的东西。
And 100 years from now, from the other side of the grave,
所以一百年之后，我们从另一侧，从我们的墓地看过来。
Will you be able to look back on the decisions you're making right now?
看看你能不能想象现在你做的每一个决定。
And say, I chose wisely.
能够告诉自己说，我做了正确的选择。
So we've seen what not to do.
所以我们看了什么不要做。
And we've seen what to do.
要做什么。
Now, third and finally,
第三也是最重要的。
Why is so important?
为什么这件事情有这么的重要？
Verse 21, Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
在21节，耶稣讲到，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Now, first of all, this tells us that where we choose to lay up treasure reveals our heart.
这就是说，我们在哪里放我们的财宝。就显露我们的心意。
We may try to convince ourselves that we can do both.
也许的时候我们说我们两个都可以做啊。
That we can lay up treasure in heaven and on earth.
说我们也许在天上可以放一些，在地上也可以放一些财宝嘛。
We may tell ourselves that, oh no, our heart is with the Lord in heaven.
说也许说我们的心是在和在天上的神是在一起的。
But Jesus says, the man who lays up earthly treasures has a heart that's set upon them.
但是耶稣说你的财宝在哪里你的心就在哪里。
Earlier I mentioned the rich young ruler of Matthew 19.
前面我讲到那个富有的少年人。
He thought he was good.
他觉得自己很不错。
He even claimed that he had always kept the law and loved his neighbor as himself.
他说他遵守了所有的律法也爱了他的邻舍。
But all Jesus had to do was tell him to give up his treasure.
但耶稣只要做一件事情跟他说你把你的财宝放下吧。
And the true state of his heart was revealed.
他的心
He went away sad because he had great wealth.
那个少年人就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
And when we lay up treasure for ourselves on earth, it reveals that our heart is like his.
当我们在地上积攒财宝的时候，我们的心意就完完全全显露了出来。
We don't love God like we ought.
我们根本就不爱神。
But further, notice that what Jesus is saying here.
第二呢，我们要更小心的是，耶稣在说的是
，It's not merely that where we lay up treasure reveals our heart.
不仅仅是我们的财宝显露出我们的心意
，But it affects our heart.
这也影响到我们的心。
Notice the verb tense.
要注意到这里是一个动词。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
说是你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Not only revealing where your heart presently is,
不仅是显出我们的心现在的状况
it's also pulling your heart in one direction or the other.
也是把我们的心拉向一个或者另外一个方向
It's like gravity.
这就像重力一样
If we lay up treasure on earth,
就是如果我们把我们的财宝放在这个地上的话
our heart will grow in love for earthly things.
我们的心就会不断的喜爱世上的事情
But if we lay up treasure in heaven,
但是如果我们把我们的财宝积攒在天的时候
Our heart will grow in love for heavenly things.
我们的心就会喜爱属天的事情。
Because wherever our stockpile of treasure is,
因为不管我们把财宝放在哪里
that's where our heart will be also.
我们的心就会到哪里。
And once again, think of the rich young ruler.
我们再想想那个年轻的少年人。
The scary thing is that even when he's asking how to go to heaven,
是最可怕的事情是他问的是如何能够去天堂。
Even when he finds Jesus himself,
就连他找到了耶稣本人。
And Jesus offers him heavenly treasure.
耶稣已经说我要给你属天的财宝。
And the privilege of following him.
而且是能够追随耶稣这么美好的事情。
He couldn't do it.
他不能够做到。
He went away sad.
他忧忧愁愁的走了。
It's like he wanted to.
他想要这样。
But his money just had too strong a grip on his heart.
但是钱实在太重了，把他的心吊住了。
And brothers and sisters, the point
我的弟兄姐妹们
is that the little decisions we make every day,
就是我们每天做的看起来微不足道的决定
about which account we're going to invest in,
在哪个账户里面我们存钱
whether earthly or heavenly,
是属天的属地的还是属天的
These decisions add up to have a tremendous effect on our heart.
这些决定最后积攒起来对我们的心有无比大的影响
And that's why this is so important.
这就是为什么这有多么的重要
Where we lay up treasure,
我们在哪里积攒财宝
both reveals where our heart is,
不仅显露出我们的心意
and determines where our heart will be.
也决定了我们的心会往哪里走
So where is your treasure?
是你们的财宝在哪里
Where are you laying it up?
你们在哪里积攒呢
Have you recognized the all-surpassing value of knowing Christ?
你们有没有认识到认识耶稣有多么的可贵
And being found in Him.
能够在他里面被发现
Not having your own righteousness.
不再是自以为意
which is from the law,
是从律法来的
but the righteousness which is from God by faith,
而是因信而成义
I'd like to close by reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我最后结尾的时候我要读一读提摩太前书第六章
The Apostle Paul writes, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world.But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty,nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
提摩太一章六节写道，然而金钱加上知足的心便是大力的，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就现在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万物之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
May we likewise store up treasure for ourselves for a good foundation for the future.
我们能不能把我们的财宝积攒在天
The true treasure.
真正的财宝
So that we may take hold of that which is truly life.
所以呢我们能够有那样美好的永久的生命
Amen, and let's pray.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you love us, and therefore you tell us what is good for us. We acknowledge that...We are sinners, that we deserve nothing but your wrath and your condemnation. And yet because of what you have done for us in Christ, because of the riches of your grace, we can obtain heavenly treasure. We can enjoy the fullness of life in your presence forever. Oh God, we pray for help from your Spirit to let go of earthly things.To realize just how fleeting earthly treasure is, and to live for that which lasts forever, to live for your kingdom and your glory. Oh God, we thank you for the privilege of doing that. We thank you for this church and the opportunity we have to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.